This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Well, the Republicans and Democrats, they have had their conventions and they're over. History was made when Hillary Clinton became the first woman chosen as a major party candidate. There's a pact that said could decide who occupies the White House come November. Well, we have on our line Ben King. Ben King, good morning. How are you?
Awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, you know,
thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I really was intrigued when I saw this bit of information because you have a political action committee, which is a PAC. And it's amazing who is behind this PAC. Who's behind this PAC?
The founders are, I'm one of the founders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple guys out of Virginia. But we have a grassroots movement going on of all kinds of people from Amish backgrounds, Mennonite backgrounds, to just ordinary people.
Can you tell us a bit about, most of us have a sense as to who lives in an Amish community, but just give us some information on who is an Amish person.
There's several different types of Amish people. What I'm referring to is considered the older Amish.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that drive the horse and buggies. The group that I came from lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're the ones that drive a horse and buggy. There's different groups that have slightly different rules and beliefs, but generally speaking, that's a pretty good idea of what they look like.
And so when for example, I have a billboard here, and it says, vote Trump. Register by October 11th. You just mentioned the horse and buggy and the shunning of modernity, so to speak, by this community. Why did they decide that they had to take a stand politically and to back Donald Trump?
Well, his views line up with, first of all, a lot of people aren't happy with the direction of the country, and Donald Trump's views line up much more with the Amish peoples than Hillary Clinton's do. So, there you go.
So tell us about some of the things that the Amish people have in common with Donald Trump.
Well, he's pro-business. Donald Trump understands what our economy needs to get going. That is, small business is the backbone of our economy. And he's lived it himself. He started off with very little and grew a huge business, so he understands business. He gets what this country needs economically. So that's one reason. He's pro-life. That's something that's very, very important to conservatives like the Amish.
I don't know if he started out as a small business. He has his father, Fred. Trump gave him millions of dollars to start a business. That's not exactly a small business kind of startup. But does it bother you at all that he seems to appeal to one segment of this society and uses a lot of his time vilifying another set? For example, diversity, and we see the public fight that he has now with this Muslim captain who died serving this country. Does it bother you that he says things like the things he has said?
Donald Trump is more focused on what this country needs to become great again, rather than just looking out for the feelings of every special interest group, or people like myself. There's going to be a lot more things hurt than just my feelings if Hillary Clinton gets her way with taking away some of the rights that we now take for granted.
For example, what rights would she take away?
Well, she wants to take away our guns. She's anti-Second Amendment. Donald Trump is very supportive of that. That's one example.
Mm-hmm. And so you're more comfortable with a man who espouses racist views, and it really, when it boils down to it, it doesn't have a lot to do with being politically correct or hurting one's feelings. It's just some of the things he says are just plain unpalatable.
Donald Trump doesn't have racist views, in my opinion.
Really?
You got to look at, sometimes you have to take things at more than just face value.
Okay.
Look at what he's done in life. Look at the people he's employed in business.
The things he has done, they've been done for Donald. Let's be clear.
What's that?
The things he has done in life, they've been done for Donald and his family. Let's be clear. When it comes to altruism, that's a word you wouldn't use in the same breath with saying Donald Trump.
Donald Trump earned what he has in life.
Mm-hmm.
That did just come for free. Look at the people he's employed in his business. There's a vast group of people that have worked with him and support him. The media has portrayed him as terrible against women, you know, calling women names, this and that. But really, I believe he just fights back to people that attack him or are against him. It's not about the different ethnic groups.
Well, you know, I wanted to hear what you have to say. Here on WPFW, we give, at least I like to give the other side a chance to make their case. And if you, if Donald Trump is a person that you support, you know, well, that's who you support. Although the things he has said are outright offensive and racist and just unpalatable. But, to each his own.
There again, his job is not to make us all feel good. His job is to focus on the things that will make this country great and safe again.
And by cozying up with Vladimir Putin and saying that Putin should hack into Hillary Clinton's emails, basically inviting him to interfere directly in the political machinery of this country, that's commendable?
I think that's hilarious. That's a prime example of what the political correct people would just run with a statement like that,
mm-hmm.
or a comment that was supposed to be a joke. He certainly did not. If you look at that whole interview or his belief system on that, he did not mean that to actually invite Putin to come in and infiltrate our security.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I am glad that the Amish are taking part in the political process because, again, as I've said initially, the group seems to shun modernity in every way, and it's good to see that you're taking a stand whether we agree with you or not. And I thank you for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Absolutely.
All right. Ben King, take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
www.gloriaminot.com